It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg legal reporter Jeff Feely, who's based in Delaware. So attorneys for Elon Musk have subpoenaed a whistleblower who claims the company misled regulators about its problems with fake accounts and its cybersecurity defenses. Jeff, what else is this whistleblower saying?
Well, the key thing to this case that he's saying is that the company, while he was there, he raised some issues about the number of spam and robot accounts that are embedded within the customer, more than 230 million Twitter users. He raised some issues about this, and he was told basically the company didn't know how many of those bots, as they call them, were embedded in the customer case, and they really didn't care. They didn't have any motivation to dig deeply into it. The whistleblower says the reason for that is obviously the more accounts, the more you can charge advertisers.
All right, so it's all about bottom line. If it's a bunch of bots, you can't tell advertisers we have X amount of real people.
Right, that's right. And you know, the question, you know, that has been the centerpiece of Mr. Musk's arguments that he should be able to walk away from the deal. He said Twitter has misled both the investing public and him about the number of these accounts. Twitter says it's less than 5% of their customer base. Mr. Musk's early analysis says it may be as much as a third of its customer base.
So this sounds like this whistleblower could be very important for the Musk case.
Could be. It's too early to tell. We need to find out whether this gentleman's allegations have what we call meat on the bone or sour grapes. This gentleman was the former head of computer security at Twitter, but he was fired, allegedly, according to the company, for performance issues.
So what is Twitter management right now saying, and do you get any feel for what Twitter employees are thinking at this point?
Well, the management is saying that this gentleman's allegations are riddled with inaccuracies and fabrications. Twitter employees, I'm the legal guy, I'm not the company reporter, so I don't hear a lot from them, but it can't be a pleasant time there. There's clearly, the company is between the rock and the hard place, and you know, there's a lot of uncertainty as to what the future of the company will be.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, we've heard about some tech companies having layoffs. What's the status at Twitter?
Well, they had a bit of a purge, if you will, in May, but they have not announced a bunch of layoffs since then. So, again, one of the things that they can't do while they're in the midst of this fight over the merger is they can't do things that are called outside the ordinary course of business. And in Delaware, in merger and acquisition cases, layoffs can violate those covenants of an agreement. So I don't think we're going to see any layoffs until we have a resolution of this fight.
All right. Very briefly, we're just about out of time. If you were going to make your best guess, Elon Musk's next move, what would it be?
I'm a reporter, not a columnist. I don't have any guesses. I just write them as they come down.
All right, fair enough. That is Bloomberg News legal reporter Jeff Feely, who's based in Delaware.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.